night. Welcome back. That was Behemoth with Ben Sahar and Ora Pro Nobis Lucifer. Before that, Ackercock with Leviathan and Shelter from the Sand, and King Diamond with The Invisible Guests and At the Graves. Up next, got two tunes off Stormkeep's new one, Imperious Sanguine Eroticism and The Taste of Immortal Blood. After that, Snarler with Lazy, Marketing Victim, Bleak Life, Digital Slave, No More, and Unapproachable, as well as Death Knell with Undiluted Hell, Conditional, and Exist in Disgrace. Anyway, I know that's a lot of songs, but a lot of these are on the shorter end, so that's why. Anyway, here is Stormkeep on Harmony Corruption.
I'm sorry. called blast rash right there.
Yeah. Kind of sick.
Been dragged to the sidewalk and beat until you pissed blood. Hey, you.
We'll be right back.
Right, welcome back. That was Death Knell with Exist in Disgrace, Conditional, and Undiluted Hell. Before that, Snarler with Unapproachable, No More, Digital Slave, Bleak Life, Marketing Victim, and Lazy. Before that, Complete Tonal Shift with The Taste of Immortal Blood and Imperious Sanguine Eroticism by Stormkeep off their new album. Up next, got Swedish death metal, and I think American, but I can't 100% remember, with Live Burial, with The Crypt of Slumbering Madness. This is off of, if I'm remembering correctly, Unending Futility, which has absolutely awesome album art. It kind of reminds me of the painting of J.P. Marat, or however, I can't remember. He was like the French revolutionary publicist who died in his bathtub. He was, someone like assassinated him in his bathtub, and there's a famous painting of it. Anyway, the album cover kind of reminds me of that painting. If you're ever interested in looking at metal album covers that look like famous paintings but aren't, because obviously otherwise we could just look at like Bolter on the Fourth Crusade and all kinds of examples like that. Anyway, that's going to just about wrap it up for this week. I hope you folks all enjoyed very much. Like I said, very sad news about Mike Browning from Nocturnus and Morbid Angel. He'll be very sorely missed, and I feel very privileged that I had the chance to interview him on my show. Anyway, I hope you all have a wonderful week. Thanks for listening once again. Stay tuned for more Harmony Corruption next Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m., and obviously, stay tuned for the next show, which is, of course, Indie Whimsy, right here on Local FM. Stay tuned. It's a jolly old time, and I think Wesley Willis may even make an appearance near the end of the episode tonight. Anyway, here is Gorment with Darkness of the Dead off of The Ending Quest on Harmony Corruption. Yeah.
basis on how we're living dead. They had a lot of soul, put us in their pretty shell. Make sure your face is clean now. Can't have no dirty death. All the cops and seer are clean for all the acts in British hell. I don't want to be in your London dungeon. I don't want to be in your British hell. Ain't no mystery why I'm in this British hell. They call us walking corpses, unholy living dead. They had to lock us up, put us in their British hell. I don't want to be in your London dungeon. I don't want to be in your British hell. Make sure your face is clean now. Can't have no dirty dead. One call to see a rock clean book. All the ice in the radio shell. I don't want to be in your London dungeon. I don't want to be in your British shell.
We are going to have
as I pull tricks for a fix, and tonight I got flows for hoes with low self-esteem, and more for those who swallow protein. The kid from the sticks who stars in skin flicks and pays the rent inch after inch. But now I get fly with lyrics while you guys be on some queer shit. Check out the way I take a mark for all that he's got and a whole lot more. Cause when your drawers hit your ankles, I untape the shank out my sock and take your bankroll. Oh shit, you just got picked by an illegitimate kid out the orphanage running shit. I'm coming with styles you can't handle, smoother than the velvet that was hanging above my mantle. So light a candle and praise your lord. Make the Avalon some shit you can't afford. All up on the scene, dips and Vaseline.
This band played at the City Center Theater. About 1,000 people watched the show. The cuss was a jam session. It was a kick-ass rock show.